Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Shalimar Shack Attack, welcome to episode 36 of Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. Oh, it's going from strength to strength to strength, up in the charts again, which is why I cannot understand why, with all this good news around and the Chancellor really making us so much richer, why I've got Linda here with a face like a wet, bloody weekend. Will you please tell us what's going on, Linda Pollock?
Oh, I'm sorry to bring the vibe down, Clinton.
Well, go on. What's up?
Well, you know, post-COVID, I've been making ends meet with lots of little side hustles.
Yes, I've got it.
Unfortunately, one of my major side hustles, basically the major hustle, it's all gone wrong.
So why? What do you mean?
I lost it. They didn't need me anymore. Right?
Was it an office job, was it?
Well, yeah, but I could do it from home. It was working out great and I don't know.
I think one of the problems was...
Linda put wrong paper in recycling.
Yeah.
I didn't have to... It was paperless.
Was it because...
Linda farted in the kitchen.
I was working from home. You can't smell a fart on Zoom.
Oh, okay. Was it anything to do with...
Linda is shit.
I think he might have had something to do with Ruth, actually.
Linda is shit.
Oh, sorry, that's stuck.
Linda is shit.
Oh, God, sorry, just a minute.
Linda is shit.
I can't, this goes wrong. These things, probably what he
three
did.
Three saggy tits.
I do wonder that? Whether that whole three tit thing has got through to the boss and they decided I'm not the right image for the company anymore.
You could have him an industrial tribunal for that.
What?
Is it a sackable offence to have three tits?
Well, I think it might be if you're at a smart, you know, trying to be a smart operation. You've got a woman there and you can't tell on a Zoom how many tits someone's got.
I suppose.
You can have a full set of udders.
If you're picking up the phone, it can get in the way. It's an encumbrance.
Well, I'm wondering now how I'm going to make up that money, and I'm thinking, right, you know and I know I haven't got three tits. She's obviously imagining it. She's got some sort of fetish. And if she's got a fetish, there'll be other people. Well, I'm thinking OnlyFans.
Yes. Well, I've got an idea. At Bury Fair, they used to have, you know, say gypsies? They'd come along. They were, well, travelling folk.
Show people.
Show people. There's no people like show people.
Yeah.
And they used to come along and there was a lady, I kid you not, there was a lady who used to lie on some straws, like the rat lady, and let rats go all over her. And you could, you know, as a teenage boy, you could go there and look at the rat lady. It's an absolute money spinner. So, you there with the three saggy tits and a lot of rats.
I haven't got three tits. I could probably make one. I've got some old tights. I could make one.
They'll buy anything. Certainly.
You know, if you got your pervert's going to perv, aren't they? That's something that never changes. I'm thinking OnlyFans might be the only recourse.
No, seriously, if anyone can offer Linda any work, you know, any work, administrative
I'll consider
work.
It all, really, as long as it's tastefully done and in the nature of the business.
Tastefully done, that's right. Exactly. And I tell you what... And so would any other prospective employer. So do give me a call at clinton@clintonbaptiste.com.
Can you see it in my future? Am I ready for bigger things? Is that
just
what
try and see whether you will be working and achieving your goals. Career isn't everything. Let's get on with the show. And tell me what this is. What you were going to? Oh, this is what
I
you
was
were going to
tell you about that. This thing, sorry about the wet
something to do
case.
With bubble. It's in a bubble.
Well,
you said
yes. So over the weekend, as I tried to forget about my impending poverty, like many other people across the country, I decided that I would go out and I took one of my little nieces out for a birthday.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And I had planned it late And she said, Auntie Linda, you're not going to let me down, are you? No, I'm not going to let you down, little right. lovely.
Oh, lovely.
I've got on Google quick. What can I do that's not that expensive, yeah. but different, right?
Right.
Because I'm that auntie. I'm a yeah. problem solver.
Yeah.
So I took her to this restaurant where you eat in a pod.
I know. I've seen
like
that.
The Crystal Maze.
And you sit out there. The only problem is if the general public come past and they're sort of watching you tucking into...
Well, there are general public there. There are other pods. Yeah. There are people having a nice, quiet Sunday lunch. And then there's us in the pod with the speaker on and all the lights.
Where was it?
It was in the middle of nowhere. I can give you the directions if you want.
I tell you what I've found a lot of. I'm doing a lot of eating out at the moment. You know, I've been trying to be very, very good about my diet.
Yeah.
And I went to where was I? Yes, I was in Chesterfield yesterday. And this is the one thing I cannot bear when you go out. And I'm not going out to dinner a great deal, but I had my Sunday lunch with the tour manager
yes.
Alex, and we sat at this place. It's when the waiter / waitress come up and ask you if everything's all right
yeah.
every 10 minutes or yeah. so.
And it's normally, like, what do you know?
Yeah.
Shouldn't
yeah,
well, everything be all right?
Has someone flogged in it? And they sort of, you know, so they come up, everything. Right. Normally, as you have a big mouthful of food, I'd be like going, yes, thank you. And then picking it up off
I
the
think,
floor.
I think they know. Oh, you can't answer back, so you can't moan. You're just going to go, put your thumb up.
Is everything all right? Everything all right? Is it all right for you? Well, I've ordered the food. I'm eating it. Yes, yes.
Saying that, do you remember at Nando's in the early days, certainly one I used to go to quite a bit, they used to herald your food for you.
How? What do you mean?
So you'd order, right? Yeah. And you have to go up and order, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
But
yeah.
I don't think you do anymore. You do it at a table.
Yeah.
Post-COVID. Anyway, but they used to send someone over saying, your chicken is just about to arrive. So they'd like herald
it. Oh, I like that.
Sort of get you,
I
get
used
you
to,
going.
I used to work in a pub and some wag came up and they would. You'd have to say the name of, you know, Stuart, your fish and chips is ready. And someone once did... Mr. Chicken, your chips are ready, which made me laugh out loud. Don't know why I played that. The other thing about eating, this, I've got to tell you this, when I go to, I stay at a lot of shit hotels on tour. I don't want to spend the money.
No.
Ramon often stays. Sometimes he goes home in the car rather than stay with
them
me.
Them costumes don't pay for themselves,
them
do they?
Costumes don't pay for themselves. And basically, what I find, the thing I can't bet, I was in a hotel near Darwin.
Yeah.
And they do that. Have you had breakfast with us before? Have you had your breakfast with us before? What room number is it? And then they go, you'll find your continentals through there, your toasts, your marmalade, your sausages, your hot and cold food. Can you get yourself something? Can I get yourself something for your breakfast this morning? Here's your tea for yourself, sir. Is that all right for yourself, sir? It's like too many words.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They're building the part up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because I've been to restaurants where... Restaurants. In hotels where they just go, there. There.
It's such a funny thing. Have you had breakfast with us before?
For yourself.
This is how it works for yourself, sir. This is how it works. Well, I can guess. I can see some plates and there's a hot, you know, hot section.
Are they going to do anything other than come up and over-explain everything? Will they at least give you a broom?
What? I just want... All's required is...
Give me the plates and the eating irons and point me in the right direction.
The eating irons. The funny thing is that I said this to Alex, the tour manager. Honestly, yes. And he said to me, oh, yeah, it's horrible when people are nice to you, isn't it?
Oh.
You cheeky bastard. There's a job for you.
Woke, is he?
Woke! Joke. Never mind about that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to part two of the Chris Moyles interview that happened only a few days ago on Radio X. It's Ramon, he's not turned up.
Well, you said he hadn't turned up. We just, I think he's left a message on our answer phone in the office.
Oh, dear.
The boys are just putting it through now.
Okay.
I haven't heard this yet. So, Ramon was meant to be here today.
He was, yeah. He's probably still in bed.
This is the message we got from Ramon.
What the f*** are you doing? This is ridiculous. You said to me to get ready, to put everything on, we're going to Chris Moyles. And you've went on without me. You f***ing What are you doing, you tolly? You tadger? You 10-ton This is ridiculous. Yeah. My agent will be absolutely billing, furious, raging.
Yeah.
It's just typical of you.
Oh.
Yeah, dead yet.
Oh,
your balloon.
Oh, your balloon. It's called your balloon.
Your balloon.
Oh, no.
Your balloon. Your balloon.
Oh, it's got stuck, Jane.
Your balloon.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Clint.
Your balloon.
I'm so sorry.
Your balloon. He's nearly type 2 diabetic. Balloon. If he doesn't have a curly whirly at the right time.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, balloon.
Your balloon.
Yeah, balloon. Oh.
Now, are you sure you're going to get through all these tour dates, you two together?
If he turns up, yes.
Well, because there is, you do fall out a bit often.
I do fall out, yeah.
It does get quite verbally nasty.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what people want to come and see.
Right.
It's called it's a little bit of badinage.
Oh.
A little bit of badinage, you
badinage.
Know. But I mean, he's a, I mean, look, the thing is, thank you.
What's the poster
he's holding up
there?
Poster. Listen, I am the more attractive of the two. It's like the yin and the yang.
That's like literally if Zelda from Terror Hawks and Pete Byrne from Dead or Alive had a kid.
He went to see Elephant Man, he was still signing autographs after it finished. The thing. His blood pressure, a grilled gammon.
Oh, dear.
Stick a pineapple ring on him, he'd be on the early bird menu at Wetherspoons. That disgusting.
But you're looking forward to getting out there and touching the people.
I'm going to be touching people for all
nice.
I'm worth out
that's
there.
That's nice.
Yeah, I've got a number of followers and I can't wait to see you tonight at the library.
That's nice.
In Darwin.
That's it.
Spirit coming through very, very strongly.
Oh, no.
From George Michael.
Wow.
Hiya. What's that? Take that out of your mouth. I can't hear you. Just a second. He's saying he's glad that this country is still somewhere that welcomes people in,
right?
Dishevelled, distraught, who've got here by the most appalling means necessary. But that's Ryanair for you. Thank you, George. Fading down. Drinks are free up there, like Club Tropicana.
Right.
All free.
Are they?
Yeah, very much so. Can't wait to get Andrew up there miming on a harp.
As long as he's having a good time.
Yeah, he's having a wonderful time. He's up there. Thanks, George. That'll do.
Wow, George Michael.
Yeah. We've had a few questions come in.
Cool. Yeah, please.
Just a couple before we let you go. Yeah. Can you ask Clinton when Wolves will score a goal next, please?
Oh. I think they know. I'm a season ticket holder at Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Right.
I can see a lot of things. I can see the future. Mm-hmm. I'm clairvoyant. Mm. I cannot see Wolves scoring unless they buy someone. There's even rumours of Andy Carroll joining, for goodness sake.
Oh, wow.
But I can see into the future, and I've got to tell you, 50 years, 100 years, the next 200 years, that shirt is not coming back into fashion.
Oh, James.
I've got Jeff Banks here, and he's telling me.
Oh,
is he Jeff still with us?
I don't know.
Anyway, Jeff, wonderful. To the estate of Jeff. Terribly sorry if he's still with us, but he can come through even if you're alive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, very
you can.
Much so.
Oh, that's good.
Very much still with us.
He's very much alive, Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, and I knew that. Yeah. So. And that's probably why he was coming through. Apologies.
Do you still have your psychic guide, Paddywhack, Knickknack?
Tarawak.
Tarawak.
Yeah,
Tarawak.
He's a clairvoyant. Yeah, I'm a clairvoyant, sorry. He is an Inuit spirit guide.
Oh, he's lovely.
He's a great fella, but he does. I mean, you know, I get in the morning, it's like, spirit says, before the sun rises, thou musteth achieve something. Be wise.
Oh.
Be eagle eyed like the wolf. Mm. Not the Wolves' scorer, of course. They can't seem to get one. And then about mid-morning, he says, Tarawak say, Clinton, take hand out of tracksuit trouser.
Right.
Stop scratching yourself and get down Asda.
Right.
We've run out of boasters.
Oh, he's
you know,
good.
I mean, there's a reason I live on my own, and he's getting on my nerves a bit. I'd have to kick him out. I mean, I get people lodged in my psyche. I had that Peter String fellow. Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. You know what he's like? He tried to open one of his girly bars in me.
Right.
In my head.
Oh,
really? In my cerebellum. You'll get the council to close that down.
They will be.
Funny fellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
That hair, String fellow.
Yeah, it's quite an unusual
outfits. Look. Tacky!
Yes.
Tacky!
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anyway.
You are class.
Thank you.
You are class.
Class.
Let me also mention the podcast, which I listen to every week. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Even the bits with the comedians telling ghost stories that you've clearly recorded in a toilet or a corridor of a comedy club
somewhere.
Well, when I go
and do my spirit readings, I do often grab people.
Yes.
And, you know,
I was wondering the other day, it sounded like there was a fight going on outside the toilet.
There is that. There is that. It's a fight to get away from me. Yeah.
But that's Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast, which, will you keep doing that whilst on tour?
I'm going to try.
Oh, good
Lord. I don't know how we're doing that. That
quality is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. It'll sound like ClintonBaptiste.com. Please go and get tickets to go and see him. Please, can you make Clinton stay for the rest of the show? This is brilliant. Look at this.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Made my morning hearing at Real Clinton B on Radio X.
Thank you, lovely people. Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me where the studio was, you absolute... Oh, that's Ramon.
Yeah. Ramon. Don't worry, he's...
And I am still alive. That's Jeff Banks.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, Jeff.
That's nice.
Sorry, Jeff.
Listen, always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to see you. And you have a wonderful birthday tonight,
thanks,
young man.
Well,
thank
you.
Don't go mad.
I will.
Yeah. Do not go mad.
I will tell you now, I went to see... When was the show that I went to see?
I think it was probably about a year ago, Leicester Square, wasn't it?
It was brilliant. I had been drinking all day.
Right.
But it was brilliant. It was me, Gav, and the voiceover man from X Factor who was sat behind us.
Oh, that's right.
And it was phenomenal. Yeah. And I genuinely mean that. It was brilliant.
That's so kind. I did actually reference you at some point in a rather disparaging way, which I've often thought...
No, I think you said something about, you know, well-hung, handsome...
I did.
Oh, okay.
Wayne Lineker lookalike.
Ladies and gentlemen, ClintonBaptiste.com. Yes. Go and see him and Ramon. Thank you, Clinton.
We'll be right back. Somewhere now, aren't I? Get on, you know, national radio.
Yeah, and local ones.
And local ones.
Mostly local ones.
To be fair, mostly local ones and hospital radio.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You leave the door open, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, but I tell you what, I'm beginning to make a name for myself because...
I do see ghosts.
And I do. So...
You want to get on that Stephen Nolan?
Get on him?
Yes!
Blimey, I have trouble getting off him. That's the problem, that fella.
He's a lovely man.
He can be very contentious. You know, sometimes you sit... Sorry about this, folks. Stephen Nolan on 5 Live, isn't he?
Yes.
What do I need to get on him for?
He's got a reach, hasn't he? People like him.
He's got a reach, yes. I don't know why you mentioned him in particular, but let's get on with it.
I was just thinking of someone national.
Someone national!
All right. Kelly.
Yeah, no, I'd like to get on her. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, could we please move on to the Daily Star? Stick the spooky music on as we go.
Sexy singer to marry a ghost, but he's a prude who steals her knickers. See, sometimes I think they spoil it with the headlines. They tell you exactly what it is.
This will be more in-depth than
right,
that.
All right, here we go. A singer who says she's marrying a ghost has revealed he has a jealous streak and has hidden her sexy outfits.
Ooh!
Brockhard, who is planning a Halloween wedding...
Sorry, what's his name?
Brockhard.
Oh, that was his name. Brockhard.
Brockhard, who is planning a Halloween wedding with the spirit of a Victorian soldier called Eduardo.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's an extravagant name for a Victorian, isn't it?
No, I think he's Spanish. Keep reading.
Okay. Has noticed that skimpy clothing and lingerie has disappeared from her wardrobe.
Is that your Willie?
The 38-year-old... who shocked ITV's This Morning viewers. I don't know how shocked can they be? They had someone on who farts for people on OnlyFans, of which more later.
Ugh.
By announcing their marriage...
Fucking disgusting.
...believes her ghostly boyfriend disapproves of her showing too much skin.
Well, you know why.
Is that when you wash your bottom?
So, yeah, he's been hiding her smalls.
Listen, can I just turn the spooky music off a second? You mentioned This Morning. Well, by the time listeners get this, they won't realise there's been a bit of a brouhaha about Philip Schofield.
They'll still be talking about it.
This is the most ridiculous thing.
Isn't it?
For those who've been living under a rock, Philip Schofield and the other one, what's her name?
Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby have got in trouble, you'll know this, for queue jumping
to see the Queen's coffin lying in state. It's been... honestly, of all the things... Who's decided we've suddenly got it in for those two? I mean, I've always had it in for those two, but... And it's been the memes and everything of him literally sitting on the coffin and all the rest of it.
He's the John Terry of the modern time, isn't he?
Isn't he? It's so ridiculous. But they even had yesterday in the Daily Mail, which I admit to looking at, it's a guilty pleasure. And I always have to scrub myself down with carbolic soda when I
look at it too, just to go, oh dear, dear, dear.
The Daily Mail is a piece of shit. Anyway.
But they do tell a good story, don't they? Nice, spiteful
it's
story.
It's so horrible, isn't it? Anyway, they even had a story. I laughed out loud, which was Holly and Phil pushed a wheelchair user out of the way.
What, took the brake off?
Something like that. Pushed it onto the catafalque.
What the
hell?
It was
unbelievable. It's getting slightly ridiculous now. They pushed forward and pushed a wheelchair user.
I watched quite a lot of that stream, probably more than is healthy, because I thought it was just such a weird thing, and actually fascinating when you watch people coming and going. Some of them did a little act, didn't they? Like, some of them do quite a Shakespearean bow.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
And, you know, you've been waiting ages, you've got to do your bit.
They didn't hit someone over the head with an inflatable banana like I did, which you'll remember from last week. Bloody stupid.
But I also saw that from the side, you know, and it was in Westminster, there were people being ushered in by folk with clipboards, right?
Yeah.
Just to have a peep, and they weren't queuing up.
What do you mean? What, the VIPs?
There was a side entrance for people just to pop in.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
all right.
So just because Holly and Phil have been busted, I think they're taking the rap for all the rest of them.
I think they probably are. It couldn't have happened to a nicer person than Philip Schofield.
Poor old David Beckham looked knackered by the time
Good
he
old
got
David. Good luck to David. And I tell you this, I mean, he can't win, David. You know, he got a lot of slagging off. Who does he think he is? Oh, he's pretending. Oh,
he
wants to be one of us. He's queuing up. Imagine if he didn't, you know. A friend of mine, I might have mentioned before, I think I edited it out, went on a private plane with David Beckham to see his son play football.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you all about it. I don't want these peasants to hear about it.
Was he nice?
Very nice. Very, very nice. Anyway, let's get on with it. Spooky music, please.
The green-eyed ghoul also causes her to smudge her makeup and lipstick when she's getting ready for a night out with the girls. He sounds like a shit.
Oh, absolutely. The problem is with him, he's...
You're a very sexy man.
That's the thing, because he's a sexy Spanish soldier.
He died in the Victorian age when women behaved differently, which explains why some of my dresses that look like lingerie have vanished, she says.
Yeah.
All of my revealing clothes have gone missing. It's basically anything that shows a bit too much flesh.
Sexist.
Don't you believe it? The Victorians were mucky pups in their time.
Oh, absolutely. Women weren't quite as independent in his time, so he has a different perspective on nights out with friends. This is written by an idiot. I think he's quite jealous. Brocard.
Real name,
hold
apparently.
Hold on. Brocard. Real name, apparently, from Oxfordshire, says Eduardo made his move during a stormy night in the pandemic, and their romantic encounters are mind-blowing. Eduardo has this thing where he kind of takes over my body. It's like a very erotic dream, but you are awake, she says. Instead of having the vision in your mind, you are feeling it throughout your body. It's an earth-shattering kind of sexual encounter. The night he came to me, I just felt his spirit take over my body, and I was pulsating on the bed, shaking. I think she pissed in it with an electric blanket on, from what I can gather. It catapulted me upright. And he wouldn't let me turn on the light. He forced my head forward. This is a bit horrible. It was the oddest thing I've experienced. Sexist! It's one of those 50 Shades of Grey type things. It's like, oh, it's so manly, Eduardo. I don't want to be like that, but he's so masterful. Them old-fashioned types. Go on, what's that say?
Brocard, whose songs have won admiration from rock stars, we're not naming
Never
them.
Never fucking heard of her.
Says Eduardo's presence is not consistent and she cannot predict when he'll turn up. So he's just using her.
About your pencil.
But she's convinced he'll materialise for the wedding ceremony in a Las Vegas chapel. It's not a normal relationship and my friends have virtually disowned me, she adds. But I'm intrigued by what's happening. I'm not on a mission to make everyone believe in the paranormal. A few years ago, I would have thought this was madness too.
However, she is uncertain how the marriage will end in divorce or exorcism or... This fellow will make her stay in a straitjacket in the house and not allowed her out to meet anyone. He sounds like a right bastard!
Just don't say.
Well, that is the nature of having a relationship with a 16th century Spanish soldier.
Also, let's have a think about it. How old he? That is a big age gap.
Oh, it really is. I wonder, you know, if he's, you know, a Spanish archer from the army. Should you give him the...
elbow.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's an old joke, but it just occurred to me because I'm on fire. Let's go, talking of brilliant jokes, let's go to your shite scannic messages.
New message.
Ooh, happy birthday, Clinton. Hi, Clinton. Hi, Linda. It's Jen McDonald here. Currently, I'm cruising in the doldrums, quite literally. Listen, I've just had a text from Joe Pasquale. He reckons you're taking the piss.
Oh, hi there, Clinton. It's Joe here calling about my ad that you responded to on Auto Trader. It would be great for you to maybe come and give it a ride at some point soon. You can't see Clinton, but I'm winking.
Alice here. Lizzie, put that knife down. Put that knife.
Hey, Ramon. Hi, bud.
Shit.
Hey, Ramon, you never guess what I've done. I just rang that knobhead, Clinton.
Part two now of Estelle from the Charlie Little Theatre talking about ghosts.
Is this a bit about the cushion?
No, that's next week. Oh.
When I was volunteering front of house, which is showing people to their seats, I went to the box office and then a lady came through having I've told her to go to this particular seat, and this seat was at that point J2, and she said, oh, can you move me, can you put me in another seat please, because there's a lovely old lady sat there and I don't want to move her. She says she used to be in the plays and she's called Winifred or Mildred or something like that, and I don't want to move her because she says she comes to all the plays.
Right.
Oh, all right. So we moved her, and thankfully we had a spare seat that night.
Yeah.
And then I went and looked, and of course that seat was empty.
Right.
Because this is a lady that very often comes and watches shows, and very often people don't feel that they ought to sit there, and they go and sit somewhere else.
All right. So she saw a lady sat there.
She spoke to a lady.
My God.
And the seat now is H1 because we've moved the seats about a bit. But it was J2, and it was a very much a thing with us now that people didn't want to sit in J2.
Right.
So we would sell that seat absolutely last.
Okay, well, can you make sure, ghost or no ghost, you do actually sell the seats to my bloody show tonight, please?
We have sold that seat today.
Yes. Do you hear that, listeners? It's a full house tonight. Ghosts and corporeal people included. Right. Estelle, anything else you want to tell? Because this could go into
we
could go on. What else have we got? Fascinating.
We do have a impish spirit who we don't think is the tech.
Right.
And Sandra Brindle, who also volunteers here, calls her Murgert, which is a way of pronouncing Margaret in old Charlie. And we've got these booster seats for when we have smaller people watching the shows. And the booster seats, there's always one on the floor. They get tipped off the pile. And we put them back, and then the booster seat falls back down again. And there's no draft or anything.
Right.
But we just think that's impishness.
Oh, God. All right. Like, listen, folks, I'm going to do some filming now. And those of you who are actually paying for this podcast, the higher echelons, will get to see this. And who knows, we may even see a ghost. Don't you think, Estelle?
You might.
Can I just check? You are actually... Well, first of all, she's very goose pimply. Secondly, that's her skin. She's actually here. You are real, are you?
Yes, I am a legend in Chorley, but I am real, yes.
Right, OK. We're going to go now and have a look for the ghost. Join us on Patreon. Get your bloody hand in your pocket and pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's not bad though, is it? She's great, Estelle. I'd love to, you know, get her on the show again. We'll have her on again sometime.
She's going to tell us about the cushion, right?
You'll hear about the bloody cushion next time.
Stringing that out.
Okay. Chat now with Kelly Taylor. Well, I've been in touch with her, you know, at the beauty salon, for my wellness website that I'm starting. Let's see how she's getting on.
Oh, I'm buzzing. I'm so happy you called. I've been busy.
Oh, my God. Well, are we any closer to getting... I mean, have you got some product for me?
We've got products. We've got bloody loads of products. I bought four. I said I wouldn't, but I did.
Oh, my God. I mean, what has it got? Creams you got?
I've got everything.
It is ethical, isn't it? That's the whole point of the website.
It's completely ethical, yes. I mean, no, none of it was stolen. It was all bought and paid for.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's not like, you know, it's not environmentally a problem, or was it tested on animals or anything?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Good.
What's your least favourite animal?
Anteaters.
You don't like anteaters?
Not mad on them.
It's tested on anteaters.
Right,
okay. No one likes them, they've got funny noses. And they only eat ants.
I mean, ants will thank us, won't they? Nothing
yes,
else.
Yes, yeah.
How are you getting on? You did put in your email to me that you could get the sexual eggs, a jade egg.
The jade eggs, yes, for the lady's front bum.
The front bum. What did you say? You basically said to me, here we go, you've written to me here, they're crystals, they are from the garden centre, and you can get them a job lot for ornamental fountains. Be very careful, this is what you can stick on the back, be very careful how you clean it. I squirted a bit of toilet duck on it, and it was totally the wrong thing when I shoved it back in again.
Yeah, they will dissolve.
Right, so we don't want that. So we were very clear about how you wash these bloody things.
Yeah, I think you just have to kind of wipe them with a damp cloth.
Right.
If you get any moisture on them, really, they will just deteriorate and leak out.
Did you have any more thoughts on the shaving? There's a shave serum.
Something.
I thought about just a couple of things. For men, something sounds Italian. Clintorze di Battiste.
You are so good at names.
Yeah, Clintorze di Battiste. Italian.
I love that.
Yeah, sounds stylish, doesn't it?
It does sound stylish. It sounds like they smell like real musky and spicy.
Like Italian blokes do, but without the garlic. Can't say that. Can't say that anymore, can you?
Well, that's your career over.
Yeah, that's
I'm recording it.
Tea. Now, I know that Kate Moss and her Cosmos site, she does tea. One for dawn and one for dusk. You like a brew, don't you? And so do I.
Oh, I love a brew. Yeah.
maybe.
Do you want to do a fancy tea? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, some
nettles.
Nettles that boost digestion, supports the health of the digestive tract, any of that stuff.
Increase psychic abilities.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, squeezing the tea bag, you know. I don't know whether it makes me any more psychic. I get Linda to squeeze my bag when we're, you know, when she's over doing the podcast. Whether that makes me any more psychic, I don't know.
It might do, but people won't know. So you could tell them it does, and they'll think it does, and they'll pay extra.
Look, Kelly, I think we're on to a win here. Will you keep in touch with me and let me know how it's going? And let me know when all that arrives, or in bulk, will you? Where's it coming from exactly?
It's coming from a big industrial estate outside of Poland.
Poland, right. We won't say that on the...
Oh, no, we'll say something like Italy. Because, you know, there are people who prefer in Europe.
Yeah. All right, my love. Well, look, I'll speak to you next time. Keep us in the loop.
I will. Night-night.
Time once again now to go to my next-door neighbour, Barry, who has done some more ASMR for his wife who cannot get off to sleep. Now, those of you who don't know what ASMR is, I just want to play a bit of my favourite one, which is, of course, the lovely Blue Whisper.
If you want to get some real work done, then you have to feel better first.
This is my favourite, Blue Whisper.
It sounds porny, this one.
Okay.
Not porny.
You promise me?
Yes, I promise.
Good.
Yeah. What am I wearing? Just my pants and vest, as usual, for bed.
How long have you been wearing this?
Oh, fucking ages. I stink.
You've been wearing this for 2 days?
Yeah, well, at least.
Why didn't you change your clothes?
Why don't you mind your own bloody business? Let me go to sleep.
No, even if you are sick, you have to change your clothes.
I'm sick, all right. Well,
it'll make you feel better.
Yeah. If you would. Anyway.
Bloody mummy role play. Never had
it's
you down for that.
It's not mummy role play.
You should be changing your bum next.
Well, obviously I'm now going to play this.
You do have a dirty bottom. I've seen it.
And that's for Blue Whisper's eyes only. Anyway, let's have a listen to Barry's ASMR if you're trying to get off to sleep.
Hello. To relax your mind, it's some places where you can go on holiday, nice and warm, in the room. Trigger, 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 blah, blah, blah. Cancun, California, under the sun, feel it on your back. South of France, Spain, Portugal, Western Australia. Is it making you feel nice? Isle of Wight, Shanklin Bay, Allen Bay Chairlift in the Isle of Wight. We had a nice weekend down Bognor Way once, very nice. All warm and that. Nice and warm. Is this relaxing you? More Barry ASMR next week. You are feeling relaxed. Go to sleep, Maya. Go to sleep. Thank you.
And now to my favourite part of the show from Chat, Take a Break, Fate and Fortune. It's world-renowned medium I've never heard of, and I'm one of the top ones, Sandria Moss's. Andrea Moss or Sandra Moss, where she connects with a reader, with a loved one in spirit to discover what their life is like beyond the celestial veil.
Spoiler, it'll be boring.
Have a listen. It's not. It tells you what she reckons is going on up there. Here we go.
Dear Lorraine, I'm here. Stop fretting.
This is her mum speaking to her daughter.
You know me, always in a rush before I was ill. Well, I'm still in a rush now. Always lots to do and people to see.
There's fucking thousands of people up there.
I've already got a lovely routine going on here and I'm fit and pain-free.
Oh, that's nice.
I left my earthly existence slowly, my love, so you could get used to the idea of life without me.
That's a bit grim, all that. Keep going.
As I fell asleep, I slowly woke up in heaven to find your dad and Scott sitting by my bed, made up with crisp white sheets.
That's nice, isn't it?
There was Scott with his lovely head of hair and broad, cheeky face smiling at me. Before I could speak, your dad leaned over and touched my hand. "Hello, love," he said. It was so weird. I didn't say a thing, yet a thousand words passed between the three of us at such speed. I could see the lines of energy as we all addressed conversations to each other.
Slight air of piss take in your voice, Linda. Thank you.
I was so overwhelmed, I fell asleep. When I woke, they were still there with a few others and off we chatted again. It's so much to talk.
Why did she fall asleep? She just arrived.
Bored shitless.
Just arrived in heaven. You'd be wanting to have a look around, wouldn't you?
It's awful.
Have a go on the golf bogies or something.
It's awful. It sounds like the worst. It sounds like being in the worst
well, it's
old
not
folks
a,
home there is.
Yeah,
I'd rather go to the other place, which is a good job.
Oh, steady on saying that.
But they were still there with a few others and off we chatted again. It's so much easier to talk without your mouth.
Hey.
That's a body talk.
That is true. That is true.
I think my granddad used to do that.
Yeah?
Used to listen in on the extension and you wouldn't know he was there. He couldn't be asked, but sometimes he'd join in towards the end of the conversation and you'd realise he'd been wigging.
It's just talking without your mouth. Go on.
I think we should have mastered this on Earth, talking without your mouth. Then we would be able to see people's trickery. Scott.
That's talking without your mouth.
Scott has grown into such a tall, handsome man. He really has. He filled up and out. Oh,
he's a fat bastard. Yeah.
At first he showed me himself at 18, but now he knows he won't frighten me. He comes as himself. He still looks like you, my love. He really does. Scott is her son who tragically passed away.
Yeah, should have thought about that before we started taking the piss
out.
Well,
your dad and Scott have such fun together. He's such a good boy.
They do, though. That's what I want to know.
I mean, Scott's got to be bored shitless. He went up there at 18, and what they're doing, sitting in the end of old ladies' beds and not talking, but talking.
What do they have? How much fun do they have? And what do? Go on stag do's? Go to the football?
Scott is growing bigger angel wings all the time and has reached much higher realms than us, but that's okay. We're quite happy here at the moment, close to Earth and close to you.
Blimey. Scott has such knowledge in helping others. You would be so proud of him. He still comes to see you. I need to check up on me mum, he says. And he is gone. He showed me how he makes waves of light that float across you at home. Sometimes you think the sun is shining in the light. That's
well,
true.
I've had that.
In the light or has caught something. It hasn't. It's Scott's and in loving waves of energy to reassure you we're all okay.
I don't know, Scott. What's he doing in my house?
Oh, listen to this. Dad and I have a big bag of feathers we're going to keep. Get those at Hobbycraft. Dad and I have a big bag. Oh, I'm laughing. I believe this. I do that in my show.
I need a bag. I thought they came from angel wings. Why have they got a bag of feathers?
Yeah. Is it biodegradable, this bag? Where did they get this bag? Dad and I have a big bag of feathers. We're going to keep dropping as gifts from heaven. So keep looking out for them. Hold them. Keep them safe. They have magic vibration.
Oh, God.
That will help you.
She's going to end up being the cause for concern. She's collecting feathers.
I tell you what, if you've got an allergy against that sort of thing, it's dangerous. That's a quick way to send someone up there. I know they'll all say the same when they communicate back home, but it's so lovely here. Your dad made a wild garden. Oh, wild garden, me filled with every flower you could ever imagine. They're so bright. I swear the pansies have little faces that smile back at you. I always love pansies. That Ramon. And now I know why. There will never be a day or a night we don't visit. Believe we are there. You will feel us. And when you're ready, you will see us. Love, Mum. Now, all piss taken aside,
right.
And I can see a smirk on your face, that is lovely. I don't... The problem I have with it, the bag of flowers...
Feathers.
The wings, he's growing up and out. He's a big fat bastard.
Apparently
with massive wings.
I don't know why he's still growing. What's going on?
Yeah, Scott, now with wings. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough of Sandria Mosses. That's enough, I suspect, from us for another week.
Yeah.
Linda, what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to investigate the OnlyFans because, frankly, girl got to make rent.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give her a job. She's a very, very reliable worker, much better than Ruth. And I will see you all next week. Those who are coming to see me and Ramon on tour, I really look forward to seeing you. The show is going from strength to strength. Goodbye.
Bye now.
Namaste. Here's Barry White.
Well, we come to the end of another show. Ooh. Ah, feels so good knowing you're there, my baby.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks to Linda as well, of course. Chris Miles again. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show. Well, what else did we have on the show? Can't really remember. Oh, yeah, we had Estelle again from the Charlie Little Theatre, Kelly Taylor again, and many, many thanks to Barry.
I'm gonna kiss you. Square on the lips and stick my tongue in your mouth. Pinch your nip-nip. Goodbye till next week.
Goodbye to next week.
Hopefully see you on tour, folks. ClintonBaptiste.com/live for tickets. Come on, join in the fun. Cheer up, you bastards.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.